Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Previously, with stories on the Grey Hill Free Company.
Kintura, you've got one. Kintura's gone.
Oh no!
It was such a good lizard. It was such a good lizard.
How are we doing so poorly?
If memory was to serve me correct, we were doing pretty decent, and then someone sprinted into a trap, which was actually an alarm. Rest in peace, Felmorn.
No, who's going to be clever? Who's going to be the clever one?
All right, would you like to roll for Cherry Cheeks? Cherry Cheeks is on one fail.
That's it. That's just us.
No.
Cherry Cheeks, Kentura, and Felmorn are dead. You both wake up tied to a post. You're back to back. Both of you are gagged because they know that you can at least cast spells. You crush his head in your hands. He's dead.
Does he have the salt rub still?
Yes.
I put it on him.
The goblin has a long spear and it pokes the tent with the spear. Gargum! Gargum! Gargum!
Gargum! I call out.
And a deception check.
Yes.
I nearly said come in.
You realize that if Tree Stump looked in every direction and didn't see the woods, then there is one direction that the trees could be.
Behind us, yes, of course. Okay, so what we're going to do here. Using a knife, I want to cut a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just cut a little bit the back of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
So I can peer out.
Okay.
Without sticking my whole head out, I just want to cut a little bit and see what's going on.
You cut a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Into a goblin.
Actually, I'll give you advantage on this as well. You're probably going to pass anyway. Not 20. All right.
Yes.
So, a number between 1 and 31.
Ooh. Let's go with 18.
18. Quick siesta. Gain the benefit of a long rest on a short rest.
That would have been handy.
So handy.
No, it's handy now.
No, because we can't do a short rest.
You could do a short rest.
Could. Yeah. All right.
Okay. That card only works for one person.
Yes, true. Okay, all right, wow. Well, good to keep in mind. What do we see?
You open it up, you look out, and you can see the tree line. Highs or lows?
Highs.
It's not that busy on this side of the tent. It's, like, not at the edge of the camp, but there's no, like, creature or tent in your way. If you cut open, you could just sprint towards the trees. You might even not be seen doing it.
Okay.
But no guarantee.
Okay. So, we could have a quick rest here.
Yes.
And then perhaps, hopefully no one comes in to check. but then if they do, we are, of course, stuck in a tent. Or we could try and make a bolt for it. If we quickly cut here and we both run into the forest and we keep running for a little bit, and then we can rest up.
I like the second one. The second one's clever.
The second one does.
I think Felmorn would have done it.
Right, we have to think like Felmorn. Yes, what would Felmorn do? Felmorn, you tricked me. You tricked me. Right, we'll cut a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will. So, cut a bit more and have a look more. So, is there any goblins around? Like, if we were to quietly walk that way, how quickly is the tree line?
It'd take you maybe 5 minutes to reach the tree line.
Oh, 5 minutes.
That's a long time.
But if we sprint...
If you sprint there, you'd be in like 1 minute.
And would they make a noise? Like sprinting...
You'd make a lot more noise and be a lot more visible. But the positioning of tents and whatnot, you might actually go unnoticed. No guarantee.
Oh, but we might.
That's true. All right, but...
I think we take the risk.
Risk it for that biscuit. Okay. Okay, Big T. Count of three?
Yes.
So 1, 2, 3, we run, right? 1, 2, 3.
We run.
I do that quietly, obviously.
You both explode out the back of the tent and sprint towards the tree line. Highs or lows?
Highs!
Highs?
Yeah.
Almost immediately. No, not almost immediately. You make it nearly half of the way before you hear brrrr, and then you can tell the goblins behind you are in an uproar.
Right, keep running, keep running.
All right.
Let's go up a tree.
No, just keep running.
Trap yourselves.
Cass.
If we have a head start, it means we'll get tired first.
Fucking hell, Cass. All right. Almost immediately, you can hear wolves closing in behind you. Do you glance behind?
I have a quick squiz.
You can see four goblins riding wolves chasing after you.
Right.
None of them are the alpha, though.
How close?
I would say within 60 feet.
I will try and frostbite while I keep running.
All right, that will slow you down, though.
That's okay. And I'll maybe get, like, you could huck at one of the knives or something if you want.
Yes.
All right.
Aim at the wolf.
The wolf makes its saving throw for the frostbite, and then you throw knife. You strike a wolf. The wolf is stopped dead in its tracks.
Is it like
the wolf goes from 60 to 0 in a second?
Is it like hitting a bike with a stick right in the spokes?
You deal 8 points of damage to the wolf. It goes straight between the wolf's head, splitting it, and keeps going a little bit. The wolf hits the ground. The goblin tumbles off, taking the goblin that falls off the wolf hits a rock. Going like 80k.
Does the goblin essentially do the exact opposite of a gun?
No.
Like, instead of fast rock hit head, fastest head hit rock.
It sounds and looks like a balloon filled with jam were stabbed. That's the wolf. And then imagine that caused a second balloon filled with jam and white sticks to be thrown at 80 kilometers an hour against a rock. Oof. That is what it looks and sounds like. Both of them die too quickly to make a noise of pain. Anyway, you keep running. Yes. You've lost your cleaver.
Right, yes. As we're running, here's a knife.
Yeah, I thought I would have thrown a kitchen knife.
Okay, now they're starting to kind of slow down a little bit, or you're making mm-hmm. like good time.
Well, then look at all these knives.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, as we are, I want to like frost.
Are you continuously stopping?
Yeah. Like frost.
Oh, in that case, then they just catch you.
Oh, do they?
Well, like, yeah. If you keep stopping to cast spells, they're already moving faster than.
What if you kill them before they get there?
Yes.
Well, we'll see. All right. So you spend another. So you turn to frostbite.
Well,
then I turn and throw a knife.
The wolf takes 6 points of damage, and then you throw a knife. You strike the wolf, dealing 7 points of damage. The wolf does not go down. And
which part of the wolf is the knife sticking out of? Face?
Shoulder. The three goblins throw javelins.
Oh.
It's easy, duck.
A number between 1 and 31.
6.
Let me show you how. Roll a saving throw or attack roll for an ally using your bonus.
Right.
One of them fires at. Now, actually, no matter what happens, all of them target Tree Stump. Even if you're downed, all of them target you.
Shit.
That's a hit. You go down.
Damn.
No.
The second attack will be a miss. The third attack will also be a miss. 3 javelins. 1 javelin impacts Big T, knocking them over.
Fuck.
2 more javelins land next to them.
I thought we had a lot more time than we did.
Yeah.
We did 60 feet.
I don't know how fast a wolf travels.
40 feet.
I don't know how fast a fucking wolf. A wolf.
Anyway, it's your turn.
Fuck. Right, well, I guess Frostbite.
The wolf fails at saving throw. You bring down another wolf.
Right, and I'll try to drag my good friend Big Tim.
That goblin falls down, taking only 3 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. And I'll keep dragging Big T.
The two remaining, God bless, the two remaining riders, you are struck at least once. You only have one hit point. So would you like to do your saving throws again?
Yeah! 16. 20!
Right, you will be bound again. That's, you're just not going to...
In 12 seconds?
In 12 seconds, well, all right. So... If you want, we can play this out, but the goblins are probably going to capture you.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's see Big T.
Okay, let's see what Big T's got.
Yeah, look, to be fair, let's see what Big T gets.
19.
Success.
9.
Fail.
20!
All right. That was one round after. All right, so you get one round of action, Global. You wake up. The wolves are, like, circling around you. There's one goblin... there's three goblins, two wolves. One of them is on foot now.
Okay.
Back against the wall, baby.
Back against the wall. What have we got? I've got frostbite. I've got not much in terms of shape water. I can't shape their water inside them.
Have you used your spells?
Yeah.
Oh, shape water is a cantrip, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, imagine if I had good spells. Okay, equipment. Don't have much. Do have a knife. Okay. I'm going to take a defensive
stance. Sure.
Of dodge. No. Okay. Yes. Let's go for dodge.
All right. The goblins lash out at you with javelins. Just the mounted ones. That's a miss. And another miss. Two javelins fly either side of you. You're standing. You're awake.
Do you have any rage?
No, you're out of rage.
I'm out of rage. I was so mad.
You remember when they raged and ran at the camp?
Yes, I remember. How could I forget?
Anyway, yeah.
Why was there glass at the bottom of the pit if it was a warning?
Oh, that was there because they were just throwing in lanterns and then they got excited and started throwing in other things.
They're simple creatures.
Canonically bored.
How close are
wolves and where am I in relation to everything? How
you're close enough to reach out and touch one of the wolves and riders.
Can I reach out and cut the face off of one of the wolves and riders?
Well, you don't have a knife right now.
Yeah.
I had more knives. We grabbed all the kitchen knives.
Oh, okay. How many have you thrown? You've thrown two. I'd say you have you would have had five knives total. So you've got three left. All right. You slash out at the wolf. This one's going to come down to the wire.
Do we have any? No, it's going to be.
Your bonus is incredible. No, you hit. you bring a wolf down.
Hey.
But you don't bring them down at speed. So the goblin only takes 4 points of damage. But it's now an even amount of goblins and wolves. All right. Then it is.
That's.
Global, it's your turn.
One wolf left and.
No,
two wolves, two goblins.
So we took one wolf.
One wolf.
Two goblins.
One wolf, two goblins. That's great.
Okay. We can do that.
Global.
In that case, okay. So both those goblins are a bit injured, yes?
One of them has. One of them is still riding a wolf and is uninjured.
Okay.
The one that was downed has been injured or is on foot, is injured.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Six travelers embark on a journey into the Dead Pines to search for their town's missing children. But what they find in there changes them. They will never be the same again. Dark Dice is a free horror actual play podcast that will suck you in almost immediately. It features incredible immersive sound design, which edits combat to be enjoyable while still playing true to the dice rolls. On top of this, the show has its own original soundtrack, which features over 30 medieval instruments, a 40-person choir, and a full-on orchestra. You'll be so immersed, you'll literally forget where you are. That tea you were drinking, it's gone cold. And look, I may have buried the lead here, because Dark Dice's brand new season features none other than Jeff Goldblum of Thor Ragnarok and Jurassic Park fame playing an elven sorcerer called Belmur. Episodes with Jeff are already out, so get on it. You can hear his sultry voice right this second. And on top of all of this, episodes are short, only going for about 30 to 45 minutes, so they're easily digestible, but trust me, you won't want to stop at just one. So that's Dark Dice, a free horror actual play podcast available wherever you get your pods and from darkdice.com. I would like to frost the one of the goblins. Let's go with the one on top of. Let's go with the goblin that's injured. Yes,
they failed their saving throw.
That's good. Good
you
start.
Deal 3 frost damage. That goblin goes down.
That's good.
You've got one goblin, one rider left. Unfortunately, it is their turn.
I want to then.
Highs or lows?
Can I move as well?
Yeah, you can move if you want. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try and move away.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
That goblin and rider turn around and ride back towards the camp.
Okay. Let's run.
Yes, yes, yes. We run, we run, we run.
All right. You just keep moving, trying to get away. Can I get you to roll the encounter dice? Oh. You travel for an hour, basically.
7.
All right. After maybe 1 or 2 hours of traveling, you encounter no goblins. Okay. You think you've either... Well, you don't know that you've lost them. It's very possible that they could be tracking you. But you have an hour or two breather now.
Okay. Have a breather. Let's dig a hole.
Up a tree. Oh.
What is it with you and trees? Wait, you can get too high.
No, it's only if things are over my head. That's too high.
Yeah, and you'll climb up a tree over your own head.
No, my head's coming with me.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
Not if you climb wrong or if you're judging it by your original height.
No, I don't have relativity.
All right. Okay. Well, if you don't have relativity, then when Global put his hand over his... All right, that never mind.
That's different. So I don't have relativity in that he did that and then it was...
Never mind. Unimportant. All right. You climb a tree or whatever.
Can I dig a hole and try? Can I try and do what Kentura was doing and find some water in the ground or whatever to try and not die? Do I know what she was doing?
Yeah, you're not an incredible survivalist. Actually, no, you are. You're a pretty good survivalist.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, good. All right, then.
You're pretty decent
I know
at
what
this.
I'm doing.
You find water. Yeah, easy.
Cool. Yeah, dig. Okay, let's have a quick short rest.
In fact, you actually don't even need to dig a hole. You find a little... spring. You find a little like...
I hop in.
It's not like especially big. Mm. You would describe it as a babbling brook, basically. Excellent. But you can submerge yourself in it.
I get in there, get that soup smell off me. I know you don't... I'm good. I wasn't going to suffocate, but I just feel like I would like to get clean. Yeah. So I get clean. And during this, maybe take a short rest. And then as such, that gives me the benefit of a long rest.
You get a long rest?
I take a little rest too. You do take I a don't know rest. That
this is happening.
Better for you than it is me.
How many hit points?
All of them on a long rest.
Oh, this is glorious news.
You can now also take a short rest.
Ah. Well,
I mean, you don't need it. A long rest.
I don't need it. But I'm like, big cheer, come here. Cure wounds. You look very injured. So I'm just going to quickly.
You recover 6 hit points, Tree Stump.
That's good. Thank you. I feel a lot better.
That's good. Right. So, what's the plan of attack here? Do we? How long have we been? Because we could go back to our camp.
We need our weapons and we need...
The breastplate.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. How many goblins were in that band? Did we ever take a quick head check? Or at least any kind of notice of perhaps how many that are left alive? There was the big bearded one. Yes. And then there was definitely one more left.
You saw in your look 9 goblins. You count 9 possible goblins that could be at the camp. There could be more, at least 9 more goblins.
What if we set the whole camp on fire?
I like where you're going. This is a great plan.
That's the plan.
Okay, that was
our
it.
Our weapons have metal, so we're okay. And the plate is metal.
Your weapons are the only things they took from you. Your backpacks.
So our rations, our food source. So we don't like
with money. We can buy new food.
That is a good point. What do we do? Why don't we go back a little bit? Be stealthy, stalk them a little bit.
Oh, and Falmorn. Yeah,
it's like think like Falmorn. Think like Falmorn.
Yeah, Christ! So how did the two of you live so long?
Luck, Adam! Pure luck!
It's been insane. I nearly died.
We both nearly died.
So many times.
So why don't we go there, stalk them, try and maybe lure a few of them out, and then we take them out as little by little, because you're very strong. You are incredibly strong, Big T. And so if you can just get a hand on them, well, off they go.
I want my cleaver back.
Yes, your cleaver was very good. You were very... shockingly good with that cleaver. It was terrifying to watch.
Thank you. So I'll make dinner too.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well,
I like dinner.
So I guess we need to head back the way we came, maybe take a wide berth, and let's see, because hopefully they won't pack down just yet.
No, they'll move.
They did seem to be more set up to eat. So I guess they're going to be there for at least a day. I would think.
It will take them a very long time to eat all the food.
Yes.
Or to cook it.
Yes. So let's...
Halfling takes a long time to break down.
Yes. So let's
to
head...
make a fall off the bone.
Let's head back there, Big T.
Great. Good thing to say. You love to hear it, you know?
So let's head back. Is it there? And we'll have a see. See if there's anyone guarding, and perhaps we'll try and... get them before they alarm anyone else, because that's really what got us a lot.
They keep telling other people.
They keep getting their...
How do we call our friends?
Yeah. They keep getting their
friends. I want to call our friends.
Unfortunately, our friends are back a few days away at camp or uncontactable.
Or dead.
Yes.
Well put.
Yes, Big T. Or dead. So let's go give them a wide... Let's give a wide berth and head back to the camp.
So you're going back home?
No. Sorry. So
you're going to go to the camp.
The goblin camp.
The goblin camp. Do a wide berth to sort of like...
You have to tell me when to go.
I will, of course, tell you.
Because I'll go.
I know.
Have I gotten back any of my rages?
No, you haven't had a long rest.
I'm tired.
Tell you what. Why don't we?
You've only used it successfully once.
Yes.
That's 50%. A lot of universities would consider that a pass.
Tell you what, let's go so that then we're at least in earshot of the goblins. We'll have a long rest around the goblins.
They'll hear us.
Are you a loud sleeper?
I don't know. I'm not awake for it.
Okay.
Fuck it, Al.
That's a good point. Big T. So how about this? We'll go over there and we'll be in, like, we'll have a bit of a lookout, see what's going on. And then if things were safe for us, we'll do a hidey hole. Kind of like, you know, when cherry cheeks put us in a way to hide.
Yes.
We'll do that again and have a long rest. What do you think?
Okay. How well did that work?
For us, it worked very good.
Okay.
Yes. So we'll do that. We'll head back to the goblin camp, trying to be extremely stealthy.
Okay.
Yeah, into a wide-ish berth.
Both of you gain the benefits of a long rest.
Yes. Oh, yes. It feels good to have a good big sleep.
I guess you slept most of the day. I haven't removed your your exhaustion. No. Why is it still? Hang on.
Oh, that's right. We did not handle the first encounter with these gobbos well.
No.
We were exhausted.
I think.
And full heart.
Just weren't ready.
We just weren't ready.
I think it's preparation.
You know what it was? A lot of dead weight.
And now we're skinny.
A lot of dead weight there.
The weight is dead now.
So you're approaching, I guess, at night since you've slept most of the day.
Yes.
Night owls. Oh, my God. You can talk to the owls again.
I could talk to the owls if I needed to, but let's save that for healing.
So you approach the encampment, I assume stealthily.
We're doing this very stealthily. We're trying to give it a bit of a wide berth so we can kind of be very sneaky.
All right, so I get a bad boy card.
God damn it.
Nah.
That was a good sound.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
I say, Cass, love the sound.
Oh, thank you.
Why are we so bad at this?
No, we're good at finding adventure.
That's true.
Does trouble find us or do we find trouble?
Can I get a number between 1 and 29, please?
29, thank you.
29, shouldn't have done that. DM hit points. Creature of your choice regains 10% of its full HP. Going to be using that one soon.
Hey, if it's creature, what about your pals who are oily creatures?
Anything is a creature, basically.
So what I'm hearing is if you use it on someone else, that's rude of you.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Oh. What one about your good friends?
Yeah, one day we'll loophole him into helping
highs
us.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs.
You know we like highs.
It seems like it'll have a better outcome for us.
A group of five goblins just randomly patrolling around.
No.
Ew.
Happen to stumble upon your tracks. You can hear them from behind you with the camp in front of you going, go, and then shh, rustling as they start making their way towards you.
Right. We need to, we'll gesture to tree stump.
You can see they're maybe, they have dark vision, so I guess they're not dangling any sort of lantern. Wait a minute. Did goblins just trick me?
Do they just seem like they have dark vision?
They do. They seem like they should, right?
Yeah, they seem like underground dwelling.
They have dark vision, so they don't have a lantern of any sort. But you can, even in the moonlight, still make them out. Although they have yet to have spotted you. But they've found your tracks.
Right. How far away would they be?
You have maybe one roll.
So is anything around us we can quickly duck and hide and then maybe ambush them?
Yeah, you, there's like a ditch, a natural ditch in the undulating wilderness that you could secret yourselves in.
Right.
Would you like to try and conceal your movements so they're not tracking directly towards you?
We'd like to conceal our movements and then quickly hide.
All right.
So then when they come to us inspecting, we can then jump out.
Which one of you are doing it?
That's a survival thing, yes?
I would call it a stealth roll, actually.
I'm +2 on stealth.
Plus bloody 3, mate.
Oh, take the lead. Whoa. Take the lead.
Global?
Yeah.
I'll follow you. No, you have to follow me.
Oh, so I have rules for assisted checks as well. So Tree Stump, you could help if you wanted to. The DC is 15, but if you fail it by 10, Sorry, if you fail it by 5, so if you get a 10 or less, you impose disadvantage.
I'll do my best to help.
You're helping?
Yes, we are. You help, we'll do this.
All right, you get disadvantage.
Sorry.
Cool.
As Tree Stump, instead of covering up your... You're maybe like Tree Stump. You cover up this section, I'll cover up that section. And you look back to find that Tree Stump has done a big arrow in a different direction.
Well, it'll confuse them, I guess, but not great.
Look, it'll do something. All right, you still do a pretty decent job. You maybe, like, run over and then scratch out that arrow as well. And you're like,
No. This way, a different arrow. Got this. Yep. And then we'll good work, Tree Stump. Good work. You did great.
Thank you.
Hide. Shh.
The five goblins make their way near your position.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we'll roll for initiative as right. You leap out to surprise them.
We'll wait for them to be, like, almost their backs to us. And
all right.
Then we'll leap out.
Okay, that will be their closest to the encampment. Is that okay?
How close are we?
Not incredibly close. A goblin could get there in a goblin would be able to make it to the camp in 2 rounds, but noise might also travel, so you might have to deal with these goblins quickly.
Okay, well, I guess, because we're quite melee characters, or at least Big T over here is definitely melee, so we don't, we want to basically, so basically Tree Stump can get there in a single turn and hit them in a surprise.
Yeah, you could do that this round. Yeah, you could attack them from kind of any angle that you chose. It's just where exactly you want.
Okay, we'll do that from like far away from the camp as possible.
All right, so basically as soon as they're within range of you.
Yes,
right.
And as soon as we get that.
Going to get the drop on them.
So we've got, so inventory-wise, we have the spear that we got from that guard.
Yes.
And maybe like two daggers.
Yes, we have two knives from the kitchen.
Right.
Throw?
Throw and charge.
Throw knife. Run with spear.
Should you rage now? Because you have, how many rages in a day do you have?
Big T, it's your turn.
I usually get angry twice a day.
Twice a day? All right. Maybe today is when you get angry now.
Okay.
That didn't make a lot of sense what you just said, Rubble, but sure. All right, Tree Stump, you're raging?
Yes, I would like to rage and throw un petit dagger.
You rage. Rage against the... Hey, do you know, Big D, you have an ability called Stone's Endurance, where as a reaction, you can reduce the damage in that you take by a d12 plus 3 once per short rest?
Huh.
No?
Huh.
No, I didn't know
that. Wow, that would have been real useful.
Yeah.
Huh. We'll make a note of that.
Yeah, make a note.
We're making a note. Reduce damage.
You can reduce damage, and I die if I don't breathe water for every 4 hours. Cool.
All right, nat 20.
Hey.
Hey!
You're using a knife right now. You get what you pay for. Maximum damage, and you and the target must make a contested strength check. If the target loses, their weapon is broken. The goblins have, I imagine, drawn their weapons as they're tracking your footsteps.
Oh, yeah.
This goblin, as you launch out of the darkness, brings their scimitar up.
Ah!
And you stab through the scimitar into the goblin.
Good.
They
delicious.
Need to make,
he gave
oh, it's
me
contested
a target.
Strength check.
That is true, yes.
The scimitar shatters in the goblin's hands, and you deal maximum damage, so there's 4 goblins left.
Oh, yeah. That's great news.
Yeah, I love to hear it. We love to see it. I love to do it.
Rubble.
Yes, I will like to do a frostbite, and then try a bit behind. Maybe still stay in the ditch, so I'm not a target.
Goblin fails at saving throw and takes but 1 point of damage.
Right.
The goblin's arm becomes stiff and slightly blackened from frostbite, but the goblin is nonetheless still in the fight. It is now their turn. Back to we're in a regular round of initiative. Your surprise round is over. There are 4 goblins. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows.
Let's swing low when they go high.
Yeah.
The wounded goblin is going to piff a javelin at, let's say, Glubble.
Am I in a ditch?
You're in a ditch, so you get a bonus to your armor class.
This is good.
Hmm.
I'll get down real low.
I think it will miss you. Goblin, it's plus 4. God damn. Glubble, all right, by the hairs of you. No, you don't have your armor.
I have a shield, though. I have natty armor.
Where did you get your shield?
Fuck, I don't have my shield.
You
shit, we need that.
Yeah, you left them behind. I put them right next to you and you left them behind. A javelin impacts your head where your helmet usually is.
Damn.
Oh,
it
no.
goes right down your spine.
Oh.
Ow.
If anything, you're stronger now.
5 points of damage.
Woof.
And then the other three goblins all try to surround you, Big T. That's a miss. That's a critical hit. That's a miss. So, one of the goblins... Hideous Scar. You receive a permanent scar on your face, giving you advantage on intimidation checks and disadvantage on persuasion checks.
That's cool. Use your... If how much damage you take, maybe we'll do that endurance thing we learnt about.
Oh.
Yeah, would you like to reduce the damage? It actually doesn't have a modifier for damage, which is very funny.
Huh.
You take 6 points of damage, unless you'd like to reduce it.
No, let's take it down.
Okay.
Are reducing it?
Yeah, I'll reduce it. Bum that still got a disfiguring scar.
I guess you wouldn't get the scar if you took no damage. That wouldn't make sense otherwise.
Oh.
Do you want the scar?
No, did the damage get reduced to zero?
Oh yeah, did I say 6 points of damage?
Yeah.
You just reduced six, so you take no damage. So I would say you wouldn't get the scar as well.
It's like you slashed me with a vial of vitamin E. Pure vitamin E oil. Maybe rosehip infused. I got prettier.
Yeah.
Oh,
the scimitar bounces off your face.
Oh, lucky.
Somehow.
The scimitar gua sha's me on the way out.
Gua sha's?
My God, so beautiful.
God, what a chiseled face. It's that thing where you rub like a cold... like stone or jade. Or a cold spoon on your face to sculpt it.
To sculpt it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the other two goblins slash at you, but both of them are maybe 5 feet away from you because they don't want to get too close. So imagine I was standing like a table away from you, Cass, and swinging a dagger or whatever. They're just terrified to get close to you.
They should be.
Will Big T's gua shard face be enough to keep these goblins at bay? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, is your Dungeons & Dragons game boring because you aren't using a wild magic table designed by Sans Pants Radio's very own Adam Carnevale with help from the rest of the D&D crew? Well, do I have the answer to your very specific problem? Your wild sorcerer will cause absolute abject chaos as their spells cause the lower half of themselves to become that of a chicken's or their target to get really into birds. There are tons and tons of entries, so you'll probably never encounter the same effect twice. It's the gift that keeps on giving you a headache. Head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and look for our dumb wild magic table today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.